This podcast is called The Real Story About Chronic Pelvic Pain Syndromes. The following talk is about the Wise-Anderson Protocol with your host, Dr. David Wise, co-author of A Headache in the Pelvis. Dr. Wise developed the Wise-Anderson Protocol with Stanford urologist Dr. Rodney Anderson. He has been treating pelvic pain in a specialized group for over 20 years.
In this talk, I want to describe the road I traveled in my full recovery from chronic pelvic pain and my realistic view of such recovery for others. Nothing animates my enthusiasm and has enduringly given me confidence and optimism about recovering from pelvic pain for others like my own recovery and the recovery of patients we have treated over the years. I had chronic pelvic pain for more than 20 years. An unfathomable period of time for many who have had pelvic pain for a fraction of that time. When asked how I did it, I have said that I had no option but to muddle through each day and each year. During the time I suffered, there was no internet, no support groups, no books, nothing about what I was going through. During those very difficult years, no doctor had a clue about what was going on with me or how to help me. Unfortunately, in my view, not much has changed in the conventional medical world treating pelvic pain. During the time I was in chronic pelvic pain, I lived with the scary uncertainty that my chronic quality of life killing pain would never go away. Regularly catastrophizing, having difficulty sleeping, being in pain 24/7. With weird symptoms no one seemed to understand and feeling miserable most of the time, with one eye on my life and the other on my pain and symptoms, I believe I looked quite normal to most people who knew me. I shared my predicament with almost no one. I lived the private, slow-motion nightmare of most people who find themselves with chronic pelvic pain and with no one to help them. And then after amazing grace that has occurred to me only a few times in my life, I found a way to stop my pain. And after several years of following a method that we then implemented into what is now called the Wise-Anderson Protocol, my pain stopped. In my desire to share the miracle of what I did to stop my pain, in the mid-1990s, I met with a professor at Stanford University Medical School, an expert in the field of treating pelvic pain, to share my experience. After we met, he hired me to work with him, and we have been collaborating ever since that time. With the support of my Stanford colleague, for a number of years, we began treating other men and women who came to Stanford with pelvic pain using the methodology that freed me. Slowly over the years, a tested method emerged, now called the Wise-Anderson Protocol, and a small team of us began treating people with pelvic pain. We wrote a book called A Headache in the Pelvis, which is still popular after 20 years. In 2003, I began doing clinics for pelvic pain with a gifted colleague in a private practice in California. In total, we have been treating patients for almost 30 years, up to the present time. In 2007, I invented a medical device called the internal trigger point wand, enabling someone to do internal trigger point release themselves. It's a device that received FDA clearance in 2012. I invented another medical device called the trigger point genie in 2017 to enable someone to do trigger point release of all pelvic pain-related external trigger points. Starting in 2005, we began publishing studies in major urological, pain, and other medical journals about our method and its results. To date, I estimate we've treated several thousand patients using the protocol we first developed at Stanford. It is startling for me to recognize that I have spent a very large portion of my life first healing my own pelvic pain and then helping others suffering from it. If you asked me when I was a teenager if I wanted to become an expert in chronic pelvic pain syndromes when I grew up, I would quickly have said, "Are you kidding? Don't call me, I'll call you." Spending much of my life in the research and treatment of chronic pelvic pain and dysfunction is not what I ever wanted to do. In fact, I wanted to write musicals. I've actually written four, but God often has different plans for us than our own. And in this talk, I look at what I see to be entailed in recovering from the silent suffering of chronic pelvic pain. I want to share my understanding of chronic pelvic pain and how to treat it and how not to treat it. In my view, there's a lot of junk on the internet about muscle-based pelvic pain. I consider most of the information on the internet about pelvic pain to be at best limited and inadequate, and at worst ill-informed and stupid. I say this as someone who was on the ground with my pelvic pain for years and then went through the long journey of stopping my pain. Over the years of treating patients with chronic pelvic pain, I've had to regularly manage my outrage at what I consider ignorance about understanding the problem and misguided and sometimes harmful treatment. In our small group over the years, we have seen patients whose pain increased after being counseled to do Kegel exercises, men and women who underwent surgeries and procedures that left them with increased pain, patients who had their urethras injected, men who had their prostate glands and testicles removed, patients whose doctors created hematomas doing trigger point injections from the outside in, women who had their uteruses removed, patients who had their nerves ablated and organs removed, men given years-long courses of antibiotics, routine nerve blocks, and other interventions that either had no effect on their symptoms or made them worse. For those I have seen who do recover from muscle-based pelvic pain and related dysfunction, such recovery is not easy or quick. Flare-ups during recovery from pelvic pain, in my view, are inevitable, which is why it is important to have support in continuing the course of competent treatment. The journey is made much easier, given all of its difficulties, when you experience real symptom relief and gain confidence that you are on the right path as you are doing the protocols. As I have come to understand it, muscle-based pelvic pain is the expression of a sore and irritated center of the body. This daunting fact is the problem, and why it takes so long for pelvic pain to go away even when properly treated, because it takes time for the irritated and sore muscles in the core of the body to heal up from being chronically tightened. This is why this kind of pelvic pain has eluded a solution in the history of medicine. We commonly talk about core strengthening, that is, through various methods, making the pelvis and related core muscles stronger. When you have muscle-based pelvic pain, such strengthening is misguided. Pelvic pain involves irritation, hypertonicity, and spasm of the core muscles. It is typically caused by the core of the body, centrally involving the pelvic floor, being tightened over time and impacted by ongoing anxiety and worry. Resolving pelvic pain involves loosening and relaxing these muscles, not tightening them. Loosening and relaxing chronically tightened pelvic muscles sounds simple, but it is not. It involves myofascial trigger point release in the pelvic-related muscles and a different way of managing anxiety so that the center of the body is not tightened with each anxious thought. I was never told that my pelvic pain had anything to do with my anxiety and tendency to worry. The doctors simply that I saw didn't understand it. The doctors I saw mistakenly said it was some kind of physical problem of my prostate gland, not the irritation and chronic tightening of my pelvic muscles. My doctors didn't understand my problem. Muscle-based pelvic pain, in my experience, comes from the reflex in a subset of people to tighten their pelvic muscles under stress. The anxiety and worry that causes someone to chronically tighten the core muscles that are focused in the pelvis is typically not debilitating. It simply involves the habitual tendency to fret and worry about things in life. What I was never told by my doctors in the many years I suffered from pelvic pain is that anxiety and pain are the main drivers and perpetuators of the condition in most people. It is not a pathological anxiety, not an anxiety that stops you from functioning, but anxiety in the form of habitual worry that shows up from day to day in people who are successful, caring, intelligent, often perfectionistic, and deeply felt, who care about what they do and worry about it inordinately. While few have offered a theory about the nature of this condition between pelvic pain and anxiety, I'm clear from my own experience personally and professionally. In a certain group of people, chronic anxiety and worry causes the pelvic muscles to chronically tighten. When the pelvic tightening occurs repetitively over time, the pelvic muscles eventually tighten and don't untighten. This leads to what in medicine is called pelvic floor hypertonicity, where the pelvic muscles are kept in a chronically, abnormally tightened state. Abnormally tight, externally related pelvic muscles like the gluteals, the abdominals, quadratus lumborum, psoas, and iliacus, piriformis, adductor, and other muscles, and certainly internal muscles like the obturator internus, the coccygeus, the levator ani muscles, and other internal muscles, cause havoc in the major functions of the body. These disturbed functions involve disturbances in sexual activity, sitting, urination, defecation, the basic activities in life of human beings. And of course, there is the pain, odd and deeply distressing pain that no one without pelvic floor pain ever experiences. This anxiety, tightened, irritated center of the body is the source of pelvic floor pain. Pelvic floor pain is both a physical and a psychological event. Anxiety prompts the outside and inside of the pelvic muscles to painfully tighten. When the pelvic muscles begin to hurt all the time, and the functions of urination, defecation, sexual activity, pain when sitting, more anxiety inevitably ensues, which tightens the core of the body more, triggering more pain and anxiety in the unfortunate self-feeding cycle of pelvic pain. So to fully heal pelvic floor dysfunction, the sore and irritated core of the body has to heal up from the chronic muscle guarding. To do this, one has to learn trigger point release, an amazing and often unrecognized method to release chronically tightened muscles inside and outside the body. I believe that pelvic floor pain will have a very difficult time going away without releasing the pain-referring trigger points in the pelvic musculature. Trigger points are usually the size of a fat rice grain, but are the heart of a chronically tightened muscle. There are usually multiple trigger points in the muscles in the core of the body, both outside and inside. In my experience, to recover from pelvic floor pain, one must learn how to do internal and external trigger point release to the outside and inside of the body, and then to regularly stretch them, a method that is called myofascial release. The muscles must become trigger point free and return to a state of being able to relax. Intimately associated with abnormally tight pelvic muscles is the central issue of how to reduce anxiety every day to stop the regular and compulsive tightening of the pelvis that caused the problem in the first place. I was privileged to study progressive relaxation with Dr. Edmund Jacobson, who is considered the father of relaxation therapy in the United States. I adapted this method for dealing with anxiety-related pelvic floor pain. I called this method extended paradoxical relaxation, a method that was central to my own recovery, along with the physical release of my own pelvic floor and related muscles. For it to work, the relaxation protocol must be practiced every day to help reduce pelvic pain-related anxiety. If I had a mantra related to pelvic pain, it is self-treatment. In our protocol, pelvic pain begins to reduce when someone regularly practices and becomes competent at myofascial trigger point release self-treatment. No one else helped to heal my pelvis except my own dogged self-treatment. Could anyone get me to stop tightening my pelvis when I got anxious? The answer is no. I believe what is necessary to soften and heal the inner core of someone with pelvic pain must be done by the patient, him or herself. As someone who got better through the practice of what became known as the Wise-Anderson Protocol, pelvic pain goes away when you support the healing mechanisms of your body that enable the tissue in and around the pelvis to relax and heal from being chronically tight, sore, and painful. Having the knowledge, physical and psychological tools, and support is what enables this healing, in my opinion. Resolving chronic pelvic pain requires time, patience, knowledge, tools, and guidance. I believe that understanding what causes and perpetuates pelvic floor pain and practicing a method to cooperate with the body to help it heal chronically sore pelvic tissue can make it possible to become free of pelvic pain. I hope this talk has been helpful to you.
For more information, go to our website, www.pelvicpainhelp.com. Thank you.